Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. I've been talking and praying this week about praying, about how God's desire is that we live in communication with Him, that we talk with Him, we listen to Him, we develop a habit, a pattern, a lifestyle of going to God in the midst of life. And each weekday morning, we've talked and we've prayed about a different aspect of the attitude that we pray with, the things that we pray about, the people we pray for. And today, we're going to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking and praying about praying with a clear mind. Perhaps one of the greatest hindrances to a consistent prayer life is distractions. I believe the enemy, the devil, knows how powerful this communication with God is. And so there are multiple distractions that somehow don't seem to bother us if we try to do other things. Some of them are just life distractions that happen no matter what we're trying to do, but it seems like they're kind of extra when we try to pray. Internal distractions, external distractions, distractions that we cause as distractions that surprise us. As we look at Scripture, 1 Peter 4:7 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be clear-minded and self-controlled so that you can pray." Obviously, the distraction of the end of all things is a big one. You ever planned a trip? Depending on whether you're a detailed planner or a fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants traveler, the closer it gets to the time of your departure, the time of the beginning of this trip, the more things there are that often need done. And then, like many people, you may begin to worry. Did I forget anything? For me, those first 50 to 100 miles is the distractions, they're still there. What did I forget? Do I have everything I wanted? Did I do everything at the house that I wanted to do before I left? And those mental distractions have a tendency to make it difficult to enjoy what's going on right at the moment. And so when it comes to prayer, when it comes to enjoying this conversation with God, we begin, but then our eyes become heavy. Somehow we weren't tired when we started to pray, but almost immediately the weariness sets in. We start to pray and the thoughts about the unpaid bills, a supper that needs to be made, a schedule that isn't complete, appointments that need to be made and kept. The list can go on and on, and the great news about many of those distractions is perhaps the best approach, rather than being distracted by them, is to pray about them. Use them as means and tools to pray about all things in all circumstances at all times. Not that that should take you away from whatever primary purpose that you sought God for in that moment, but it simply adds to it. You see, we pray with a clear mind when we set aside the worry part. It's not that the problems don't exist, but we are thinking clearly about them. Not just clearly about the problems, but thinking clearly about a God that can handle the problems. As we consider the end of all things is near, we live with a clear mind. We live with self-control, recognizing that there are things that we can do. There are things that we ought to do. There are things that, well, that are beyond our control. There are things that are worrying about will simply not change. And so we take captive every thought, making it obedient to Christ. And as we take those thoughts captive, as we live life pursuing God, we focus our mind on the things that really matter. You see, we live life as unique individuals created by God to accomplish different things from one another. And so we have differences in what we look like, how we act, what we think. And being clear-minded, self-controlled, helps us to keep those differences from becoming distractions and becoming divisive. Our mind is fixed on Jesus. And we keep our mind. It's not easy. I believe all of us, I know I have times where I pray and in the midst of it I realize my mind has drifted. And the things that I began to pray about, the things that I set out to pray about have somehow disappeared from my mind completely. Because I let other things in. And so we take care. For some people, and I think many people, one of the tools that we can use to have a clear mind, be self-controlled as we pray, is to have a list of what it is that we're praying about. To even journal or write out our prayers, to keep our mind focused. To add that physical activity to the mental and spiritual activity of prayer. And I know for some that writing it out actually becomes a distraction, and so we use the tools according to our ability, according to our wiring. But for many, that can be a useful tool in staying focused. And throughout the day or throughout whatever period of time, to jot down the things that you want to talk to God about. And then work your way through that as you pray, and to keep focused on what God has prompted you to talk to Him about that you've chosen to write down so you wouldn't forget. Because I know how it is. We encounter something, we pray immediately because it's important. we'd say, I want to pray about this later. I want to pray about this more. I want to keep this in my prayers. And it's so big, it's so important, I won't forget this one. For me, that phrase, I won't forget this one, is a pretty sure sign that I will. And so I pray with a clear mind that's willing to accept help in remembering, willing to accept help in staying focused, willing to be self-controlled to stay on track. And the end of all things, as Peter wrote, was expected at any time. There are some that would believe that sometimes the New Testament writers are referencing the destruction of Jerusalem. And as with many scriptures, there's sometimes multiple layers of what God wants to inform his people about, and that may be one layer, but there's an eternal layer that says at one point in time, God will say to Jesus, it's time. Go get our family. And the end of all things here on earth will have arrived. And we're nearer to that end than we've ever been before. And so just as it was in the days that Peter was writing, it's important that we, too, pray. And that we pray with a clear mind. And we pray with self-control. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things we need in order to be made right with you. You've even given us those tools that we need in order to overcome the distractions of this world as we go to you in prayer. And Father, one of those tools is simply a recognition that we can be distracted. Perhaps even an awareness of how easily we get distracted. Because when we're aware of that, when we know that, we're better prepared to see the distractions coming and avoid them. And so God, help us to pray with a clear mind, a mind that's fixed on Jesus, a mind that understands the spiritual warfare and the spiritual nature of the battle that goes on in heavenly realms, a battle that tries to separate us from you, a battle that tries to win control of our mind and our thoughts and our decisions. The battle for who we choose as master. And God, as we consider the end of all things approaching, may we be very focused with a clear mind, with self-control, praying and talking to you about all things, using all manners of prayer for all people at all times. And Father, in those times where we pray and we find ourselves drifting away from our intended focus, may you draw us back to yourself. And may we find those tools that work for us, whether it's tools of writing down lists, whether it's tools of writing down and journaling our prayers, whether it's tools of time and place, of consistency. May all of those be things not that drive our prayers, but that keep us focused. May it not simply be something we do because we ought to, but may prayer be something we do because we want to. Because we understand how empty life is without that conversation with you. So God, today, as we pray with a clear mind, as we overcome the distractions of this world, as we overcome the distractions of the end of this world, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.